This is KERA News. I'm Miguel Perez. The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo has the city's cultural district bustling. More than a million people typically attend the three-week affair. It runs through February 9th and features livestock competitions, fair rides, and music. It's also a major stop on the professional rodeo circuit. Cowboys and cowgirls from all over the country flock to the Will Rogers Coliseum to compete in categories like saddle bronc riding and barrel racing. KERA shares the story of one bareback rider hoping to win big in Fort Worth.
I want to ask you one time, and this one's for real. Fort Worth, y'all ready?
Something about riding bucking horses is a thrill to me. You feel like you've conquered the world, or you slayed a dragon.
He's ruled everything that a cowboy can. Ride on, cowboy, ride.
My name is Wynn Ratliff. I'm from Leesville, Louisiana. I'm 29 years old, and I'm a professional bareback rider. It's kind of like a Wild West show on TV. You know, a guy's out in the middle of an arena, and he's trying to tame his horse. We're not actually trying to tame him. We're just trying to stay on board for 8 seconds and survive.
Bareback riding, it can get pretty wild. Them horses ain't gentle, and none of them are mild.
We have like a miniature saddle. It's called a bareback rigging. The handle of it looks like a suitcase handle. So you wedge your hand in there really tight, crack it over, and then you're welded on the horse. While the horse is running in the arena bucking, you're trying to stay on top of his back and trying to spur him to get points while he's bucking. You're in control, but yet you're out of control.
On his driver's license, his name is this: Wynn First Ratliff. He comes from Leesville, Louisiana, 10-year character. Four times he's been to the big...
We ride 8 seconds. You want to try to stay in rhythm with him as he's bucking.
Now watch him spur.
And then we have two pro rodeo officials on our left and right side. They're looking for our posture to be square with a horse, not hanging over to one side, and also watching our feet. It's in motion with the horse. I started out 5 years old riding sheep, and I just fell in love with it. I don't know, it was just like a natural gift that God gave me, and found out the school that I was attending to, McNeese State University, had a rodeo team. That's where I initially started riding bareback horses. Every sport, you're going to have injuries, and I've had my rough share of injuries. I went to a rodeo in a little town called Bay City, Texas. I had a horse that, if you look on stats, it's not very rider-friendly. We came up to the fence, and it kind of spooked her, and she fell on top of me, and I shattered my pelvic ring in 3 sections and then broke my sacrum, and I was out for 12 weeks on crutches. At the time, I was number one in the world, had a very good season started. You can't let it affect you mentally. You got to be mentally tough and not look at it like it's a burden. It's a risk and a reward at the same time, especially at these bigger events like Fort Worth. If you do happen to do your job and have the right dancing partner, you know, you got a shot at winning quite a bit of money. My riding span is probably, I probably got 3 to 4 more years. You can only do this for so long. You know, I'm 29 now. Other than that, that's when, you know, you just get old, and your body wears out, and it's time to hang it up and find a new adventure.